A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
Hey everybody, it's Noons, Aaron Noonan. Great to have you with me, Repco Supercars Weekly, to round out our week as we head into another weekend. No supercars in action this weekend, but they're back soon, not that long away. Townsville for the street race in North Queensland coming up in July. A bit of news going on around the place. Let's bowl straight into it here on Repco Supercars Weekly. If you're a Tickford Racing fan, I've got some news for you today. They've confirmed, well, we already knew their driver makeup for the endurance race at Bathurst, but we didn't know the specific combinations, but now they've been confirmed. So Cam Waters and James Moffat, last year's runners-up in the Monster Car, they're back together. But everywhere else, it's a new combo for this team. James Courtney will have Zane Goddard with him in the number 5 car. Thomas Randall and Zach Best will be in the Castrol 55 car, and the Kosteckis, Kurt and Jake, will be in the 56 tradie car. Now, of course, Goddard and Kurt Kosteki were a couple of names being linked to Premier Racing to replace Gary Jacobson in the Subway car after Jacobson and that team parted company earlier in the week. Of course, this confirmation, though, from Tickford takes them completely out of the mix of being in the mix for that drive for the next round of the championship and indeed for the rest of the season. The team, Premier Racing, they are pretty tight-lipped about who will replace Gary Jacobson in that Subway Commodore. So I guess we will wait and watch and see for an announcement from the team sometime soon. Something that caught our eye here at V8 Sleuth this week, which I thought was pretty cool. There's a story about it on our website today. Have a look at it if you haven't had a chance. Todd Hazelwood, for many years we've known Todd as a youngster and his family doing sausage sizzles to raise a buck for his racing funds. He's getting into liquid beverages now. He's not doing sausages anymore. He's launched his own beer. He's paired up with Easy Times Brewery in Brisbane. They've produced the 35 Hayes Session Ale, 35 of course being Todd's race number for Matt Stone Racing with the Truck Assist team. More info about Toddy's beer is on our website, v8sleuth.com.au. Also on our website, we've got an online showroom of race cars for sale, and there's a really interesting one that's popped up this week that is advertised there, which I thought you might like to know about. It's the ex-Shane Van Gisbergen Stone Brothers Racing Ford Falcon BF V8 supercar. Now, this is a really interesting car because it provided the platform for a very young Shane Van Gisbergen and, a few years later, a very young Scott McLaughlin to make their early steps in their V8 supercar journey. So this is the car that was James Courtney's Bathurst runner-up in 2007, the Geraldwen car. It was crashed at Adelaide the following year in that incident with Craig Lowndes that he had when they were arguing over that piece of bitumen on the run into the racecourse section. It was almost a write-off. In fact, they had to chop the whole front off it and repair it at Stone Brothers Racing. They did a mega job. It went back into the championship partway through the year and for the rest of the season with Shane Van Gisbergen as the number 9 SP Tools car. So that was Shane's first year full-time in the championship at the main game after running that Stones Run Team Kiwi car for the second part of 2007. Fast forward, and this car was Scott McLaughlin's car when he started in the development series in the Fujitsu Ford with SBR in 2010. It's the car that he debuted in at Queensland Raceway when he got to the front row of the grid for the reverse grid race and ended up stalling on the line and ended up with an accident. And only 12 months later, same car, and ended up getting his first race win in the category, which was quite an achievement. Of course, he moved on to the FG later on, won the series the following year. But, yeah, this is an interesting car. It spent some time running in the development series after that with Ash Walsh and Matt Stone Racing. It moved to the V8 Touring Cars with Terry Y. Hoon, the Lubrimax Blue Falcon. Many of you might remember that one. Was used by a bunch of different drivers. Ended up with John McCorkindale, the green Dial Before You Dig Falcon, when he moved into the V8 Touring Car Series. And it's been in New Zealand for the last couple of years with its owner, Gary Cliff, in Christchurch, who's decided to put it up for sale. It's back in its SVG SP SBR, try saying that fast, colours and livery and spec. It's had a pretty nice restoration work done on it, and it is now for sale. There's a full gallery on our website. If you click on the link in our show notes, you can have a look at the ex-Shane Van Gisbergen car. It is SBR chassis B BF5 for those playing along at home. Bit of an engineering change coming up too for Townsville for the Shell V-Power Racing team that's been confirmed. Anton Di Pasquale won't have Ludo Lacroix there for him on that weekend. Ludo's going to head back to France and see some family. Of course, with COVID, it's been a while since he's been able to do that. Mark Fenning, who filled in for Richard Harris with Will Davison in Darwin, he will step into that breach and engineer Anton and be on the headset for him next weekend. Not next weekend, weekend after that in Townsville for the next round of the Repco Supercars Championship. Now, this year marks the 100th anniversary of Repco. They're driven by passion. So are we. They're great friends of ours. Visit them online at their garage website. It's the garage, garage.repco.com.au. There's piles of cool content there, competitions. It's your digital destination for all things automotive and motorsport. Now, next week, the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco returns on Wednesday with a sit-down chat, part two of my chat with Nathan Pretty. We talk about the mighty yellow Monaro, among a bunch of other things, but there's a lot of Nations Cup Monaro and Bathurst 24-hour chat to be had. Of course, the Castrol Motorsport News podcast is back every Tuesday. Stefan Bartholomaeus, Andrew Van Leeuwen, the boys dominating with the best insight and opinion and analysis in the biz. Repco Supercars Weekly, it's back every Thursday, sometimes Friday, depending on the news of the week. And every Wednesday, of course, the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco. I can let you in on who's to come. So Nathan Pretty is part two next week. After that, I've had a sit down with Tickford team co-owner Sven Burkharts, who's kind of the Tickford team owner that you don't hear from very much, but he was in great form. Some great stories. I think you'll really enjoy that podcast. And I've just also done a chat with a guy I was really thrilled to catch up with. He hosts the biggest sports podcast in Australia, and he's had a long connection and love of motorsport that started at the bottom, Formula One. Okay, that's at the top. Mark Howard, host of the Howie Games, is going to join me on the V8 Sleuth podcast in a few weeks' time. Thrilled to bring you that one. It's going to be really great. Anyway, that's me done for Repco Supercars Weekly this week. We'll be back next week with plenty more podcasting across the Motorsport Podcast Network. Have a great weekend, no matter what you're doing, and we will chat to you next week.